All right, welcome back to it. Time now for our weekly MERS report with Kyle Malin. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Steve. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed her first bill into law Thursday. It's coming out of the troubling reality in the Upper Peninsula that there are so many new felony drug cases clogging up the courts that a district court judgeship slated for elimination had to be resuscitated. Menominee County District Court Judge Jeffrey Barstow is retiring at the end of the month, and without further action, his position would disappear with him because of some judicial right-sizing done in 2012. But with felony filings up in the court by 60% since then, UP lawmakers successfully lobbied the governor to keep the post. Whitmer, who will now get an opportunity to appoint a replacement, agreed to it. In other news this week, the Michigan House Republicans and the Senate Republicans caucused together Thursday for the first time in a decade, a sign that the two majorities plan to work more collaboratively than years past, now that a Democrat is in the governor's office. The two caucuses met for about 20 minutes on Thursday in what was uniformly described as a congenial gathering. Both chambers have made lowering Michigan's nation-leading auto insurance rates their top priority. After that, it's balancing the budget and pulling together road funding as priority items number 2 and 3. House Speaker Lee Chatfield said he and Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky have developed a very strong and healthy relationship, and he said they wanted to make sure the caucuses, quote, understood that relationship. Also, a House committee found on Thursday that nobody from Child Protective Services faced disciplinary action as a result of last September's brutal 23-finding audit, which criticized CPS for missing numerous procedural steps in handling cases, including failure to refer investigations to a county prosecuting attorney. CPS's interim director told the House Oversight Committee that 99% of the issues cited in the 111-page report were systemic issues that were signed off on by management. Representative Steve Johnson told MERS after the hearing that, quote, somebody needs to be accountable for that. The panel is preparing to recommend numerous pieces of legislation that set clear standards on how quickly workers need to investigate child neglect complaints. And finally, the Mackinac Island City Council would be allowed to restrict the flying of drones to just law enforcement agents and the media under legislation that is moving in the Senate. The tourism industry is afraid that drones are going to spook the horses, which could cause major problems. That's going to do it from the Capitol this week. For MERS News, I'm Kyle Malin with MTN.
All right, Kyle, thank you for that. Let's go straight to the Common Sense Hotline. Frank has been patiently waiting in Hazel Park to get a comment in. Frank, how are you?
I'm just fine, Steve. Hey, I think one of the obvious consequences of these dumb red flag laws is that when people acquire their weapons, they're not going to tell anybody they have them.
Well, that's true. So what's your solution for that? Of course people aren't going to tell that they have them. In America, we don't yet have gun registration. But don't worry, it's coming at some point. It'll be foisted upon us. It's coming at some point.
Well, right, but until that happens, even if you're deranged or sick or any problems that you might have, or paranoid even, you just don't have to tell anybody you have them and you're good.
Well, that's true. I mean, and who would know? But the red flag laws in general. You know, that Frank, that guy, I saw him, he's from Hazel Park. There's something not right about that guy. They should take his guns away. How long until that's all it takes, Frank? That's really the concern that I have.
And that's apathetical to the Constitution, of course.
Of course it is.
And that's where we're headed, and that's why you have to defeat the left, the communists, the Democrats. Call them what you want, but those are the enemy of the people, and so we got to fight them.
The Che Guevara sympathizers. All right, Frank, thank you for checking in. Frank from Hazel Park, greatly appreciate you taking the time to call. Why not? We got room for a couple more phone calls. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. After all, it's Friday. Why not? I mean, most of you are still recovering from watching too much basketball. I watched quite a bit yesterday. Michigan State had a rough run yesterday. A little bumpy out there, wasn't it? And but they finally rallied and got it done against the Braves. Which I'm completely offended by the name. How dare them call themselves their team the Braves, right? I mean, that's just, it's horrible. I can't believe anybody would allow that to happen in this day and age. Let's see here. If I missed anything else from, I'm going through because every week I get to the end of the week and I've got these stories that I've, you know, had sitting here printed out. Here's one. When there's no crisis, you tell this Border Patrol agent this. New York City's sanctuary policies are directly responsible for the egregious and violent harm suffered by a courageous ICE officer. So says one of our friends here, Hogan Gidley. He's the White House Deputy Press Secretary, been on the program many, many times. What happened is, after New York City released a dangerous criminal, Christopher Santos Felix, he was caught drunk driving, released, arrested for assault, released, because they won't detain anybody. And then when they tried to pick him up, he bit off the finger of an ICE officer. Bit off his finger. Yeah, this is the kind of guy you want in the country. You want a guy in the country to bite off a guy's finger in an attempt to get away. In Chicago, remember Jussie Smollett? Remember that guy? You know, he was beat up by, you know, two thugs and Make America Great Again hats in the middle of Chicago in the middle of the night. Yeah, that didn't happen. I don't think two people own Make America Great Again hats in the center of Chicago at 2 in the morning. I don't think there's two to be found anywhere. Anyhow, the Chicago Police Union's president is alleging that the county's top prosecutor interfered in the case, and he wants the feds to investigate. He wants the feds to investigate all of it because he says something about it doesn't look right, doesn't smell right. He said that Kimberly Fox recused herself finally from the Smollett case, but after she had meddled in the case, giving too much favor to Jussie Smollett, he wants to know why. He said the feds need to find out why, because he said, you know, we're no justice to be found there if it's not taken care of properly. Oh, and speaking one more thing about the border before I go here, the Trump administration has started its Remain in Mexico policy. It began in Beto the Feckless's backyard, El Paso, Texas. Beto the Weak, Beto the Bumpkin. El Paso, by the way, his name's not Beto. It's Robert Francis. How dare he steal a Hispanic name in an effort to build himself up? In El Paso, Texas, if you want to come to America and you want to go through the process, that's great. You stay in Mexico until we get to you. And if that doesn't work for you, well, then don't stay in Mexico. But you still can't come here. Good policy. Great week here with you all, with you guys listening, too. 52 after it's the Steve Gerber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.